L'shana tova. During our Rosh Hashanah services, we read 12 reasons why we blow the shofar. And so we just read, we blow the shofar for a variety of reasons, from remembering the binding of Isaac to the return of Messiah Yeshua. We may blow the shofar for a variety of reasons, but the shofar essentially has a very straightforward purpose. The sound of the shofar ringing in our ears causes us to wake up and pay attention to what is going on around us. And so my message today is entitled, Hearing and Responding to the Sound of the Shofar. And so if you've ever heard the shofar, and if you haven't, you will hear quite shortly, it has a very strong, piercing, and distinct sound. You can't really confuse a shofar with anything else. There is no sound quite like it. And this is one of the reasons why it's so effective. It is unique and pierces us in a way few other things can. The piercing sound of the shofar calls us to turn back to the Lord and to take a serious inventory of our lives. And so we need the sound of the shofar because we tend to live our lives based on routines and cycles. We get comfortable. We go through the same unbroken cycles day in and day out. Many people, especially those who do not know the Lord, are trapped in dangerous and destructive cycles of sin, sinful patterns, and we convince ourselves that everything is either okay or we could just do something about these problems later. And most of us know there are things we should, there are changes we should make. Maybe people we should reconcile to, things we need to refocus on, but we kick that can down the road to be dealt with later. We could deal with those problems later. There's the pressing concern of whatever is happening right now or the things we just want to do instead. So we are broken and we live in a world that is broken. And so it makes sense that many of us would rather distract ourselves or ignore what is going on around us. But cycles and habits are only really broken by deliberate planning and intentional effort. For change to happen, real change, it must start somewhere, though. There needs to be a beginning. Rosh Hashanah is a time for us to hear the shofar and through the Lord's power, break the cycles of sin and mindlessness that ensnares us throughout the year. In a world filled with numerous voices and distractions, the sound of the shofar pierces through them all to call us back to the Lord and to reflect on our lives and what we are doing. You know, I'm reminded of my favorite prayer from our Machzor, "You who are asleep, wake up." It is a short and powerful prayer that always speaks to me. And I especially love this line from it. "You who forget constant truth in vanities of the hour and indulge all year in trifles which can't profit or save, look rightly into your souls." You know, we are surrounded every day with so many distractions, from games to social media, our cell phones, our computers, television, etc. And there's also the distractions of other people, of drama, and getting lost in a tempest of wild emotions, and really being so wrapped up in other people that it distracts us from the things around us that we really need to be focusing on. And when I say this, I'm not talking about being there for one another or building one another up in our faith, but rather things like petty drama, along with superficial relationships, and just sort of getting so focused on other people that you lose sight of what's going on in your own life. And those things can distract us just as easily as the internet and games and all sorts of other stuff. But essentially, we have a multitude of voices, a cacophony of noise that pulls at us in 16 or more different directions every day. And it can easily make us lose our focus and drift away from the Lord as the center and anchor of our lives. So these are things that fill the time in our days, maybe even make us feel good, but they are really trifles. They're small things of no eternal value. They take up our time, but they can't save us. The call of the shofar pierces across these many voices and distractions that pull at us daily and gives us a path back to the Lord, a starting place to break the cycles we find ourselves trapped in. But to properly hear the shofar, we need ears that can hear. And this is because throughout God's word, we see that being wise and being in a personal relationship with our Creator is connected to having ears that can hear. Proverbs 18:15 teaches us, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out." A wise person desires to hear truth. They do not cover their ears, even if they don't like what they're hearing, but they intentionally seek it out. In Psalm 46, King David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, declares that it is the Lord who has opened his ears to hear. The Lord has given him the ability to hear a divine call and the desire to do the Lord's will over his own. So we hear the shofar, which calls us to return to the Lord and calls us to take action in our lives. To hear its call and respond, though, requires ears capable of hearing it, open ears that come from the Lord. And so the Lord works on us in our hearts and minds to lead us back to him. But we still must act on the call that we hear. And so this is incredibly crucial. It's not enough to simply hear the call of the shofar, to hear the call of God in our lives, but we must respond. This isn't a can we can just keep kicking down the road. We must listen to the shofar's call and then act. Messiah Yeshua himself in John 10 tells us that his followers are like sheep who listen to his voice and not the voice of others. They know him and then they follow him. Yeshua declares to the crowd surrounding him that he has spoken to them. He has told them about himself, but they have refused to listen. So what does it mean to hear and respond to the shofar's call? A couple things, I think. First, and this is most crucial, it means believing and being in a personal relationship with the one whom the shofar announces, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Messiah Yeshua. Everything begins with responding to his call in our lives, to ending our cycle of following our own will or someone else's, which leads to problems and ultimately destruction. Instead, through the Lord's power, we hear and then respond to his will and turn back to our great Creator as the core of our lives. Second, especially during the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it means reflecting on who we are and what we are doing, to look rightly at our souls. Through the illumination of the Holy Spirit, and even through brothers and sisters in the Lord, we can examine ourselves and see whose will we are really following right now, whose call we are responding to. To figure out if cycles and patterns of sin have creeped into our lives this last year, and through the Lord's power, end them. Finally, we also need to understand that part of the shofar's call to repentance is also a call to reconciliation between one another. Through Messiah Yeshua, we have complete forgiveness of our sins and restoration of our relationship with our great Creator. It is because of this reconciliation, this restoration of our relationship with our Creator, that we are inscribed forever in his book of life. Amen. But this does not allow us to avoid working on our relationships with one another. This can be a very difficult command for us. And I can confess that some years I find this harder to do than fasting. For many of us, we have no problem maybe fasting or going through the liturgy for Yom Kippur, but we avoid this important step of letting go of grudges and trying to restore our relationships with one another where appropriate. It is crucial to know the Lord and break cycles of sin in our lives, but it is also crucial to be in community with one another, to have peace wherever possible, and to forgive others as our Messiah has forgiven us. So this week we all need to pray to the Lord to show us if there are any relationships in our lives that need working on, people we need to reach out to. If there is anyone in our lives we need to apologize to or forgive, then we should not delay in doing so like we have throughout the previous year. If we're holding grudges or hurts in our hearts, we need to ask the Lord to help us let them go and to turn them over to Him. You know, holding a grudge is a poison. It's a poison that eventually destroys not only us, but also those around us as well. And it's not always safe to approach others that have wronged us. I don't mean to, you know, go jumping into a fire or into a dangerous situation when I talk about this. And seeking, not all relationships should we seek to restore. But even in those cases, those extreme cases, we can still let go of the hatred and hurt in our hearts through Adonai's help. And that could be a long and difficult process, but Adonai is able to heal every wound. And also I can testify that it's important to have discerning friends and family members in our lives that can be used by the Lord to accomplish His desire for reconciliation and forgiveness. Sometimes it takes a brother or sister to help us along in that process, a mature believer. And they can give us perspective when we are blinded by our hurts and our emotions. I'm very grateful for the good counsel of brothers in the Lord that I have in my life to check my pride and thinking when I have really needed it. It can be very hard to accept their words and advice, but I can testify it has saved me from making some serious mistakes and helped me fix many problems. I think this is one of the most important and hardest jobs us to do as human beings. It's not natural for us to want to apologize or to reach out to those who have hurt us. There is a reason the Lord has to say repeatedly the importance of loving our enemies, because that's not something we're ever really motivated to do on our own. It's easy to love our friends. It's much harder to love our enemies. We need to take seriously the command of Ephesians 4, 31 through 32, where Rabbi Paul writes, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Messiah God forgave you." So as we enter into this high holiday season, let the piercing sound of the shofar cut across the chaos and darkness of this life and call us back to the light and love of God revealed through Messiah Yeshua. May each one of us look rightly at our lives, having ears that are able to hear, and also do the hard work of being reconciled and being community with one another. Finally, may each one of us have the inner witness of the Holy Spirit that we are saved, that we are inscribed forever in Messiah's book of life. May we each believe Messiah Yeshua when He says that His followers have eternal life and that no one can snatch them out of God the Father's hand. Thank you.